Hashtag KC Soccer League. Only on KC 107.7.
Welcome to another exciting edition of KC Soccer Comma on KC 107.7. Today, you'll be listening to Connor Robertson, and we'll be chatting to Miles Minard, the Director of Curriculum Consult Legal Risk Services Pty Limited. And today, we're discussing the latest health and safety legislative updates and lessons learned from the 2024 labor inspection. But for now, we're going to pay some bills, listen to some music, and we'll see you shortly.
This is KC 107.7.
And welcome back. Once again, we're speaking to Miles Minard, our resident legal expert on risk services and obviously health and safety. So I just want to welcome once again, Miles. How are you doing? And yeah, how's your week been?
Connor, thanks so much. All good this side. It's only Wednesday, so the week has treated me well so far. But yeah, we're in full swing. 2025 has started like it never ended. So yeah, we're back in action.
So let's dive right in. What are the key health and safety legislation updates from 2024 that businesses need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think if I just give you some background, so 2024, we've helped our clients a lot with the health and safety compliance, Department of Labor inspections, and various reporting and, let's call it, training. And of the things that popped up last year from a health and safety perspective is previously we didn't have so many health and safety inspections, especially in Paarl or the Boland area. But I think with the new dispensation, the Department of Labor has jacked up the inspectorate and also the enforcement measures. One of the big things that popped up last year, and that of course had a snowball effect when it comes to inspections, is the employment of foreign workers. So what this means is that a lot of the times the Department of Labor and Home Affairs would just rock up at an employer and do some inspection, and they found that last year there were quite a lot of employers that were employing foreign workers without the correct paperwork. And from there, they just go for that. But then while they're there, they just decide, okay, we're going to do a full inspection of all health and safety and labor issues. And one of the big things that popped up is in terms of health and safety, record keeping was a massive lack from clients. And record keeping in the sense of nowadays, if anything happens and you go to court, you need the paperwork and you need to prove that you are doing certain things. So from paperwork, it means, are you having health and safety meetings? Are your people trained and appointed? Do you have policies in place? Do you have standard operating procedures in place? And basically, if you look at the Health and Safety Act, it is why it is there. It is to protect the employee at work so that when they go to work, they're working in a safe environment and a healthy environment. So those are basically the important aspects from a health and safety perspective. So for a background perspective, health and safety is an act. There's about 16 regulations, and that's applicable to various industries. But as soon as you employ one person at your workplace, you need to start complying with the Health and Safety Act.
Yeah, that's actually quite interesting, because it actually happened to a client of mine recently where they had like a spot inspection. Luckily, of course, my one client, he was actually fully compliant. He had all he ticked all the boxes and everything. But it's actually quite incredible how frequent this is happening, because it's happening a lot more than it used to.
Yeah, I think if I give you background, 2 years ago, Paarl had about two inspectors, and they were looking after the whole Boland area. And I think to date, we probably have about 13 inspectors just in the Boland area. But I think what started all this was in COVID. Once they started doing inspections, they've realized The companies are not only complying with or not complying with the basic COVID measures that was implemented or promulgated at that time. They've also picked up there's a lot of employers that don't comply with the basics of health and safety. And when I mean basics, it is no one is saying that you have to have state-of-the-art systems and frameworks at your workplace, but just the basics of safety clothing, training, having people fire a first aid kit, like just basic measures that doesn't have to break the bank. So we've also picked up that a lot of companies think that health and safety is really expensive, but I've seen with inspections from the Department of Labor, if they see that you've at least just tried a little bit, they're not as harsh on the findings or the contravention notice.
Absolutely, and I think the biggest issue is that employers don't realize that all these measures that labor is trying to get in place is not only to protect the employee, but to protect the employer as well. Because if all of these measures are taken, I mean, then there's less risk when it comes to a workers' compensation application.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, you really don't, like I said, it's a very simple framework that you can implement at your workplace. Just the basics. I mean, we've come across a lot of clients that we've helped in the past. I mean, they've been in business for nearly 20 years and they've got nothing in place. And now when the Department of Labor comes and they start giving you a contravention notice, then they have to put stuff in place. And I mean, if you haven't been spending any money on health and safety for 20 years, of course it's going to cost you something more than a company that has only been in business for 5 years.
Absolutely. So from your perspective, which new regulations are likely to have the biggest impact on our industries, and why is this the case?
I think health and safety, because it's got so many pieces of regulations, it all depends on what the industry is. So if you are a barber or a hairdresser, there are certain minimum requirements that you have to fulfill as an employer. Whereas if you're a big company with 200, 300 employers, it changes a lot when it comes to the requirements. But one of the ones that have been picked up a lot from inspections is ergonomics. So ergonomics is basically just posture, standing properly, picking up things correctly. And what the intention of the regulations is that a lot of the times employees get injured, but it's an internal injury. So it's a back sprain or a back strain or something that physiotherapy is required. And a lot of employees don't know that it can be an injury on duty. So if I give an example, is you have a receptionist and your receptionist sits in front of the reception desk and there's a gate with a buzzer, and every time a new client or customer comes in, she has to swivel to the left or swivel to the right to press the button of the buzzer. And of course she does this over a long period of time because a lot of clients coming in. So it's a basic repetitive movement, and over time she has a strain on the left or the right side of her back, but she doesn't really know that this is an injury on duty. And she says, "Ah, maybe I just slept incorrectly, or I sprained it while I was in the garden." But COIDA covers these type of injuries, and that was picked up during the COVID period. A lot of people working from home, they're sitting too long in front of the computer, and they also have strains, back strains or neck strains or muscle spasms in the shoulders. So the intention of this regulation is employees need to know that if you are injured internally at the workplace, it is also injury on duty and claimable through COIDA.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to talk more on labor inspections and obviously practical advice for businesses. See you shortly.
This is Casey 107.7.
And welcome back. So once again, we're speaking to Miles Minnar, our resident expert on health and safety. And right now we're going to be speaking about labor inspections. So Miles, in your experience, what is the most common health and safety violation that inspectors have flagged in 2024?
So if I give you background, so what the Department of Labor does is they have every morning, they've got a list of employers that they go and inspect or business premises. It's not specific to an industry, so the various inspectors will get a list. You have to go visit this farm, you have to go visit this premises. They go visit the premises, the department, and sometimes they let you know, so they give you a well in advance notification. Hi, Connor, we are coming to your business premises on the 6th of March. These are the documentations and these are the requirements that we need. And basically what they're looking for is they're looking for your health and safety file, your appointments, your training, whether you registered for COIDA, UIF, and all those other items. And then they do a walkthrough through your business. And they, once they do findings, so there are two different types of transgressions. There is the improvement transgression and there's a contravention transgression. So if they see, oh, okay, Connor, you've got a few basic things in place, we're just going to give you an improvement. So they'll tell you, for example, please improve on this aspect. But contravention means you don't have it in place and you have to put it in place. Two of the big contraventions that we've picked up in the past year was, number one of the legal requirements for each business is to have a risk assessment and review it every year. So if I give you an example what a risk assessment is, looking at the risks at your organization. So make an example, in our training we say an example is fire, and that is a risk for any business, so because fire of course will damage any business. And what the risk assessment does is there is a potential that there is a fire in the workplace. What do we have in place to prevent the fire from happening? And what do we have in place to prevent the fire from growing or burning even more in the building? And one of the controls is, for example, that someone in the workplace has got firefighting training and that you got fire extinguishers. So that is the control. But one of the other controls that you could implement is having a fire drill, evacuation drill, so everybody knows what to do in case of an emergency. So risk assessment is one of the most, probably the most important aspects of a business, and it's also one of the biggest flaws that we found when we do inspections and the Department of Labor findings. The second one is, there's a big lack of training and awareness when it comes to health and safety for employees at the workplace. And in saying so, I mean that every employee must know what the basics are for health and safety. And why do they have to know it? They need to know what their responsibilities are as employees. And they also then understand what are the responsibilities of the employer. So in the training, we identify the risks after the risk assessment, and we just have a basic presentation that we give the employees of what are the responsibilities, why is there health and safety, what are the different regulations, and what are their responsibilities as employees. And from the training, we also identify in the files that is, for example, policies that are not in place, that employers are not training their employees for. So I think the two biggest things is a risk assessment, and the second one is training and awareness for employees.
So touching on that, how can businesses prepare for a labor inspection to ensure they are fully compliant with the latest health and safety regulations?
One of the problems we've identified at clients that we've helped is a lot of the times employers just tell HR, hi HR, you can also do health and safety. But health and safety is quite you need to have some form of knowledge of the legislation. So what companies can do to prepare is to get a health and safety consultant to do an audit. Sometimes we do free audits. It depends on the size of the business. Just to give the employer the basic understandings. Okay, well, here's the audit. These are the gaps. This is how much it's going to cost you to comply. You can't really prepare for health and safety audit. You just need to have the basics in place. I mean, we've done so many audits for the Department of Labor of our clients, and we try and have everything, every single aspect in place, but you're never going to walk away from an audit without a finding. So in preparation is just start the process, get a consultant or get a health and safety expert, let them come in, do an audit, and you have a basic understanding of your needs in terms of health and safety.
So were there any trends or patterns during inspections in 2024 that businesses should be paying extra attention to when reviewing their safety protocols?
We've identified that a lot of the times there's an assumption that every employee knows how to work certain tools and machineries. And we've identified, or we encourage all our clients to have some form of standard operating procedure for every machine and tool in the workplace. And I mean, from assumption is, Connor starts at the basic, Connor starts at the job, and they'll just say, Connor, can you please use the drill? And you can drill something into the wall. But not everybody understands what the risks are and what to do in case of an emergency. We had an incident 2 years ago where we do a lot of work in the fishing industry, and there was a casual worker, and the manager didn't really know it's a casual worker, and the manager told the casual worker, can't you please just move the forklift from point A to point B? The casual worker said, I mean, it can't be that difficult to drive to use a forklift. Gets in the forklift, drives around the corner, bumps a lady, and gets seriously injured. And of course, he doesn't have license. The manager is supposed to know that he has license. So there's an assumption that people can work with tools. And we always encourage, and it is a legal requirement to train people. We always tell our clients, employees, if you can't do the job, just notify your manager. Not saying that you don't want to do it. You can just say, I don't know how to do it. Please explain it to me, and then I'll do it. So that's one of the trends that we've picked up. And a lot of injuries are caused by people not knowing how to do the job that they've asked to do the job.
Sure. We've actually got so much to unpack in this episode. So what I'm going to say is we definitely need to do a part two for this, especially because there's still practical advice that we want to touch on. And I think we should touch on this next week. But for those who are in serious need of your assistance, please give them your contact details so that they can contact you, because this is a serious matter.
Yeah, Connor. So we are based in Paul, but we have a national footprint, and yeah, they can contact us at the website is Periculum Consult. So periculum means risk in Latin, and yeah, they can contact me at 082-040-9992, or yeah, they can follow us on the various social media platforms. We've got a cool website where we do at least weekly blogs, updating our clients and those that visit the website. So if they need any basic information on how to comply, they can just further visit the website.
Awesome. So for those who are listening, please keep track of next week, because we will be talking about practical advice for businesses. So we'll be back same time, same place. God bless.
#KCSoccerKings, a way on KC 107.7.